Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Friday as we're excited for this one. Our buddy Steve Pfeiffer at Sparky Radio on Twitter, 1250 The Fan over in Milwaukee as the Bucks get ready to host Game 6 against the Celtics. Hey, Steve, good morning, buddy. Sounds like you've had a bit of an adventure this morning.
Yeah, man. I have. Yeah, 15-year-old, baseball player, all that fun stuff. Wakes up, eyes swollen pretty much shut. And had to take him to urgent care first thing this morning. They diagnosed him with pink eye in one eye and the other eye starting pink eye.
Oh, no.
So then there's like, okay, go to the pharmacy. And the pharmacy that we have here, CVS, is inside of a Target. So I go over there. The pharmacist calls me, says, oh, we got an old address. We'll change it. Fine. Sounds good. Have it ready by 9:15 my time. Okay, sounds good. So I run, get some breakfast. We eat breakfast in the car. I go back. I'm just sitting in the parking lot. Pharmacist calls back at 9 o'clock. Hey, turns out we don't have any eye drops. Of course you don't. So you're going to have to go to this other city and go get the eye drops there because they actually have some. Sounds good. So I just left that pharmacy, got the eye drops. He put them in his eyes. And now I have to run, take him home, and then try to make it for my radio show at the top of the hour. So we'll see.
Hey, well, I appreciate you still answering the phone, man. If I had to go through all that, I don't know if I'd answer the phone after all that morning.
I gotcha.
Hey, we appreciate it. Hey, well, hey, game six tonight, so at least you get a nice little sun at the end of the tunnel there after the day you had to go through. Game six, Bucks and Celtics. Let me ask you this, man. Are you surprised? They won the championship last year, so maybe the answer is an easy no, but like no Chris Middleton, and yet they still are here with a 3-2 series lead. Are you surprised that they played so well without what I would argue is their second best player?
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning of the series, I said Celtics in seven because I thought, like everybody else, well, not everybody else, most Bucks fans just say Bucks in six because that's the thing. I think a lot of people didn't think they had enough offensive firepower without Middleton. And then once the series starts and you realize Grayson Allen is back to being Grayson Allen and not the same Grayson Allen from the Bulls series,
right,
you realize, okay, now they're really going to be in some trouble here. And it's become, you know, one-on-one basketball and no passing. It's Giannis and Drew Holiday. And, you know, you don't sign Drew Holiday to a max extension thinking he's got to take 25 shots in a critical playoff series each game. And that's kind of what happened. And really, haven't seen them hit the three ball well at all at any point in this series until game five was the first time they finally shot it halfway decent. And the one thing about going back to Holiday is, even though, you know, offensively he's had his struggles, we saw this last year as well, you know, fourth quarter throughout the regular season, last year in the playoffs, he tends to show up and be that guy. And about the 3 or 4 minute mark of that fourth quarter, that last game, I tweeted, I said, well, I'm pretty okay with how this is all sitting. I mean, yeah, they're losing, but you're hitting threes. It appears fourth quarter Drew is here based on the first half of the fourth, feeling okay about this. And I didn't realize he was going to put a cape on in the last minute.
Right.
But he showed up and showed out for everybody that was watching on TV and at home. And it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, we're talking with Steve Pfeiffer, our buddy from Milwaukee, at Sparky Radio on Twitter, as the Bucks get ready to host game six of the second round tonight, looking to punch a ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, I'm with you on Drew Holiday. It's crazy how he can be. It feels like such a hit and miss player where some nights the offensive game isn't there and he's criticized a ton for them not playing well. And then he'll show up, as you point out, and put a cape on defensively. And you're like, God, this guy's the best perimeter defender in the NBA. That's why you pay him a max extension. When you're going against Boston and they can kind of throw different bodies at Giannis, how impressed are you with the way that the guy who I consider the best player in the NBA has still found a way, despite it being Tatum or Horford or building a wall around the key, he's still finding a way to get his?
Yeah, the Boston has Giannis's kryptonite comments that came out after game two, I think, irritated everybody. and then, you know, he came out and did what he did in game three. Game four, maybe not as good as game three, but again, like Drew Holiday, I mean, he takes that second 3-point shot that he made. And it's one of those things, you know, we had Brett Favre in Green Bay for years as a quarterback, and Mike Holmgren was famous on the sidelines being mic'd up, yelling, no, 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 yes, 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 yes. And that's kind of what it was. You know, he rises up, take that shot, and you're like, oh, my God, come on. And then he hits it, and then you go crazy, right? So that's kind of where it is right now. And Stan Van Gundy, you know, I would advise him not to come to Milwaukee because Bucks fans are just livid at Van Gundy.
Ooh.
Always kind of taking shots at Giannis on TV. So
I love that at least every fan base has that, a little bit of that, hey, that announcer hates my team, it hates my player.
And yes.
I love that exists in every market. Now, any update on Middleton and where he's at? Obviously, they got to win one of these next two games to get to the conference finals, but what are you hearing on Middleton and his return?
They ruled him out for tonight, so no Middleton tonight. There is a local sports director from the ABC affiliate that said his sources were telling him he had a chance of playing game six or seven, so six is out. So now here we sit in seven if we get this game seven on Sunday in Boston. Now, hopefully, in Bucks fashion, they close this out, and it's Bucks in six that Brandon Jennings made famous years ago.
Right.
And we don't got to worry about game seven. If there is a game seven, I think he plays. But we'll wait and see. I think he's definitely playing in the Miami Heat series for sure. And I'll tell you one other thing. No fan base probably dislikes the Miami Heat more than the Milwaukee fan base. So it is going to be quite entertaining and quite the physical battle, I can guarantee you that.
Well, not to put the cart in front of the horse, but, we're probably not obviously talking in the next week or so. So I'm assuming they do find a way to get through Boston either tonight or in a Game 7 situation, if they are in the conference finals, how do you feel about that matchup against Miami?
If Middleton is healthy and looks okay, because, again, coming off a knee, you could favor it. You might not have your shot because you haven't played for so long. So who knows? But if Middleton is Middleton, I think the Bucks win that series. If Middleton's not there, then I think it's going to be a really good series. It probably will be a really good series either way. But like I said, this team doesn't like that team. They don't like Milwaukee. And this year is a true NBA rivalry as far as I'm concerned. And the Bucks fan base definitely hates Miami. I mean, Miami fans, I don't know if they even have an NBA team in that town based on the empty seats you see at playoff games. So they probably don't care one way or the other. But, yeah, so we'll have to wait and see how this whole thing plays out. You know, it's interesting because you got Jimmy Butler on that team. He played at Marquette for Buzz Williams. You have Tyler Hero, who literally grew up in the neighborhood behind the radio station I work at. And so he's there. I mean, there's multiple tie-ins across the board to that Heat team. Spoelstra has always had a really good defensive game plan against Giannis and the Bucks every time he's seen him in the last several years. Going back to the bubble when they knocked the Bucks out in the second round, that's kind of what started this whole thing. Then the Bucks destroyed him last year when they saw him in the playoffs. So this will be round three now. With Miami having home court this time. So it should be fun.
It should be a lot of fun. We'll see if the Bucks get there. They got to win tonight or on this weekend in a game seven. Steve Pfeiffer at Sparky Radio, our good buddy from over in Milwaukee. Well, this is why you're the best, man. The morning you went through still answering the phone and coming on the show. We appreciate it. And best of luck getting to your radio show on time, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Yep, just pull out of my driveway now. Just drop the kid off. So we'll see.
You're ready to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.